Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio, a show featuring people and companies who are making a positive contribution to the world. This show will help you learn how to apply success principles in every area of your life so that you can make the most out of your skills and talents and accomplish more of your goals. To find out more about the show, please visit www.journeytosuccessradio.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio. My name is Tom Tutall Cunningham. I'm the world's most well-known Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor, self-proclaimed resiliency expert, founder of Journey to Success Radio, and also creator of the Journeys to Success book series, which is an international best-selling series on Amazon. I'm excited about our guest today. Journey to Success Radio has its first ever official sponsor, Mygeeka TV. And I got to tell you, it has changed the way my wife and I watch television. We used to lie in bed 9:30 to 10:30 every night as our TV time together, where we find a similar show to watch. And so often we would lay there saying, there's nothing on TV, and we have 300 channels. And then we found a Mygeeka Android box, and using it and Netflix and Crave TV, because I'm here in Toronto, and a few other apps, we have more content than we ever had on our cable through our cable company, and we've been able to eliminate our monthly cable bill. So those are two great, when I can save money and get more content on TV, my wife and I are excited. So I called and asked Mygeeka TV if they could be my sponsor for the radio show because I want to promote their product. Our guest today is Mark English. How would you describe Mark? Mark is the answer guy for Mygeeka TV. He has fielded thousands of calls from people like myself. I'm 53 years old, who are learning about a new way to watch television. So he knows all the questions and challenges that people have, and he's been here with Mygeeka TV right from the beginning. Mark, introduce yourself a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Good afternoon. Talking a little bit about myself and Mygeeka. I've been around for a very long time with Mygeeka. I've been doing a lot of the product development here and just trying to make sure that everything that we create is as user-friendly and easy to use as possible. I've done a lot of moving around. I've seen a lot of different technologies. I've traveled the world looking for different opportunities and different things that we can do here at Mygeeka. And that's part of what makes us so innovative, is that we really fish out the market on what types of things we want to create.
Hmm. Now, Mark, you and I are different ages. I'm 53. How old are you, Mark?
I'm 33 years old.
33. So a 53-year-old like myself has been paying cable bill. When I moved out, the first thing I hooked up was my cable and my phone, and I've been paying a cable bill since I was like 19 years old. And so for me, this Android box thing is, as I mentioned, just a really great way of watching television for my wife and I. I imagine millennials are more familiar with choosing their content when they want it, on demand. But for my wife and I, this is like a real new discovery. I feel younger just watching TV this way, that it's so cool. Let's go through briefly some of the things you can do. What does an Android box allow you to do television-wise? Talk a little bit about the history of them. It's so cool. It's such a cool thing that we can talk about, but let's explain it to people simply and easily so that they can understand how they can either cut or eliminate their cable bill altogether and get way more content than they're already getting.
The Android system is really, really unique. Each different company that has created their own operating system, Windows and Mac OS and, of course, iOS for Apple, have all tried to create an operating system that's meant for more of a specific purpose. Now, of course, Recently, Windows has tried to adopt the ability to use their operating system on different devices, but Android is really unique because you can use it on anything. Most people are familiar with Android because of their cell phones, but what they need to understand is that Android can be applied to so many different types of hardware. In our case, with the Android television box, what you're doing is putting a multifunctional operating system into the Android box that will allow you to do everything that you could possibly ever want to do on your television and a whole bunch of stuff that you haven't thought of before. It's going to allow you to stream media, use Skype and things like that for conversations with family across the world, listen to different audio programs, podcasts. You can play video games on it. You can do all of your productivity work on it that you would do for work, plugging in a mouse and keyboard. You can get away with it basically using it as a standalone computer, but not actually buying a big expensive computer. You want to get down to the nitty gritty here and talk about, you know, how you're able to use this to stop spending so much money every month. The best way in doing this is picking up an Android system. Obviously, with MyGeeka, we want to push that on to people. It has a lot of benefits. We can talk about more of that later. But the benefit of the media streaming on an Android platform is that you can use a number of different applications, Netflix, Amazon Prime, HBO Go, all different types of stuff, for a less amount of money each month, and be able to put that onto your television box. Hook that up to any TV. There's no rental fees. You can bring it up to your cottage, bring it to your friend's house, whatever you're doing, and be able to get tons and tons and tons of movies and shows and content on the box for very, very little cost, and in some cases for free. Programs like Crackle, they're owned by some of the television companies. They provide TV and movies on there. They put some advertisements, and that's how they provide it to you for free.
Wow. So you mentioned one thing that is kind of cool is how it's transportable. You can just bring it if you're going to the cottage on the weekend. My parents have an amazing cottage, and beautiful in the Muskoka area of Toronto. But they're relatively frugal with their money, so rather than having cable at the cottage when they're not there, they bring their cable box back and forth and they call Rogers and say, okay, we're at this location now. Let's have the cable here until this time. None of that. None of that having to call. We're here now. Can you hook it up here? We're here now. You just bring your MyGeeka box with you. You're going to the cottage. Just bring it with you. It's a small box. It's small. You don't even need any room for it. And there you have everything you have access to at home. Now you have access to at the cottage as well. And so what a cool thing. And so this is where, Mark, isn't it, where people can really cut their cable bill. We're not necessarily saying watch TV for free, because you mentioned a few apps that my wife and I have. We have Crave TV. Now, don't quote me on the price. I think it's like $7.99 a month. We have Netflix, and we have Sportsnet. And between those three, that's all the content we could ever want to watch. And it's like a third, probably less than a third of the price than what I was paying for cable. So I've been able to eliminate my cable and get all the content from Netflix, Crave TV, and Sportsnet. And then that brings to another mind to another thing. People are going to say, Mark, I want to have my local channels here in Toronto. I want to watch the NHL playoffs. I need CBC. How am I going to cut my cable if I can't watch CBC? Tell people how they can watch all of their local HD channels for free, especially an old person like me, because we'll be able to visualize what you're talking about in your mind with the antennas.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, the funniest thing that people always ask when they're first hearing of an Android system is, when can you come and install it for me? I always say, here, I'll show you right now. Power cord, HDMI cord, away you go. It's installed in moments. The next stuff that you brought up there, talking about the HD channels. Over-the-air television is something that's making a huge comeback lately. Even my generation, when we were kids, we're using the rabbit ear antennas. You point them in all different directions inside. You get a couple of channels. It was nothing special. And then, of course, these huge digital cable packages came out and satellite and that. And we want to all be a part of that. And then you end up spending all the money. And then years go by and we have all of this new form of entertainment on our phones and things like that. And it's hard to justify anymore. To get your local live channels, you stick an antenna on your roof, in your attic, on your chimney, or even an indoor antenna if you're near the cities. In Canada, around Toronto, you can get about 40 HD local channels. In a place like Los Angeles, on the other hand, there's over 100 HD live local channels. So depending on which city you're in, you're always going to get a very, very good selection of local HD content. And even me, I'm an hour north of the city. And with an outdoor bay antenna, I can get, I think, 14 channels, which I didn't think I could get anything way up there. I'm behind a bunch of hills, but it still works. The antenna is very simple. You hook it up. You either hook it into your utility room's cable splitter or just run it directly to a television. And then you're able to get all of your local channels. And that, of course, is really bringing the old technology into the new for people who want to save money. It doesn't get everything that you want it to get. It may not get your premium sports channels. It might not get your movie and TV on demand. But, of course, we're talking about things like that that are going to have lots of applications that'll get that for you, especially with sports. Until very recently, you couldn't get online sports by paying a monthly fee legitimately. Now in Canada and the U.S., there's tons and tons and tons of selection that you can make so that you get, using your over-the-air antenna, local channels, your online streaming live sports that you're paying a monthly fee for, your on-demand movies using Amazon Prime or Netflix or Crave TV, like you said that you have, and you're getting all of this stuff. And it ends up, in the end, being a lot more robust of an entertainment value than what you would normally get out of a normal cable or satellite subscription anyways, because you're not paying rental fees. You're not paying a huge amount of money, but you're getting all of your sports, on-demand content, all of your local channels.
Wow. And he mentioned Amazon Prime Video. I love Amazon Prime Video. And the Napoleon Hill Foundation put a program called Napoleon Hill's Master Keys on Amazon Prime Video. They used to be on my YouTube channel until my YouTube channel, I had to take them off. But now that content is on Amazon Prime Video, Napoleon Hill's Master Key. And I was watching it, had to watch it through my laptop, my MacBook Air. But I would rather watch it in front of my TV on my couch where I could have a water and have a snack and write some notes easier. Now with my Geek Android box, I'm hooked up to my TV. I can watch Amazon Prime videos right from my couch, bigger screen. What an amazing experience this is for me. Now, let's explain the free local HD over-the-air TVs, because when I first heard of it, I thought, is this legal? Isn't Rogers going to be mad at me? How is CBC or these local channels letting me watch it with just this antenna? But you did mention the old days. You're that old that you had to move those antennas around as well, did you? But you talk about that, and so explain how those antennas are perfectly legal, over the air, and we're not breaking any cable company or television station rules or regulations by putting this simple tuner on.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of news articles, both in the U.S. and in Canada over the last 10 to 12 months that discuss all of the things that people didn't really understand about legality of getting these things. You know, you go to a flea market, you go somewhere, you spend a couple hundred bucks on a device that is supposed to get you all sorts of things, and then you find out that maybe that wasn't the legitimate route to take. So then you get people trying to educate themselves, and that's the industry's biggest hurdle, is trying to get people to understand the differences of the people that are promising you the world of entertainment compared to what is actually going to work and be convenient. That's the number one thing. People can show you stuff all day long that will impress you, and then you get home and you try it out and you play around with it, and you find that it's just not quite living up to its expectations, and then a bit of time goes by and it stops working completely. So with HD over-the-air channels, that's something that's you're not paying for other than the antenna, of course. The way that the content is being paid for, so that the companies, the channels want to get you this channel broadcast, is that you're watching commercials. The commercials are paying for the system. It's being put on top of the towers to broadcast to you, and you're getting all of your same content. a lot of these companies out there that are providing cable and satellite, they're giving you now cheaper packages. You can go out and buy $25, $30, $35 packages, but then you get home and you look at your first bill and you realize that you've got, of course, taxes on top of that. And then you have your rental fees of the box on top of that. For each television, you need to pay for a rental system. And the cost ends up getting to be within $10 or $15 of your old cable or satellite bill. And you get lost in it very easily. With the antenna, it's the old technology. Everybody knows about it. It's just now that it's not analog anymore. It's digital. So you're not pointing antennas in different directions. You're literally pointing it in one general area, and it's capturing all of the stations in very high clarity with everything that you would want in a non-compressed high-definition format, which these other companies cannot provide. You can't send uncompressed data through fiber optic networks or through the cable networks. It's all raw, extremely high definition using the antenna.
Wow. And you mentioned all those other fees that I forgot about. You're right. At this point in our lives, it's only my wife and I at home, but we have two Rogers cable boxes. We have so we have two subscriptions at whatever their cable package is, two rental boxes, then you have the taxes. And so even what you're paying as the cable package is not really just what you're paying. You're paying a bunch of stuff on top of that. So we've been able to eliminate that. And boy, it sure does save us a lot of money. And when I looked at the total every month, it's like, oh my God, two TVs. Imagine come families that have like three, four, five TVs and a bunch of kids around. It'll cost them a fortune. This will be the answer for them to save them a ton of money and get them more content. How can you get better than that? So let's talk about my Giga TV doesn't manufacture the boxes. We have an amazing relationship I'm part of you guys now just because you're the sponsor of the show, but Geniatech, talk about Geniatech in China, our manufacturer, and how the relationship developed here. My Giga TV has, and then the territory, I believe it's Canada and the US, but talk about how Geniatech and my Giga TV hooked up and arranged to work together, and about the very strong working relationship you guys have.
Geniatech is an incredible world-class manufacturer of devices. They've been around a lot longer than Android's been around, but as soon as Android popped up, obviously they see that they've got to be looking at the future. So they started creating Android systems years and years ago, and as soon as they created a stable, impressive system, they knew that they needed to make, you know, obviously a name, a branded name, something that they can build up and start putting out worldwide as a household name that isn't associated, of course, just with their manufacturing name. So my Giga came to be. And we then kind of came in, we introduced ourselves as the geeks who want to be introducing this technology to the North American market, came in, sat down, and created a platform, a plan, and a belief system that we wanted to follow and implement for everything from sales to customer support to tech support. We have to have a goal in mind when thinking about how to get this technology to the consumer and make sure that what we're selling isn't a confusing product. So working with them has been great. Everything that we think we might want to try doing with our boxes in creating new technology, we just pass that on. We work with the engineers in developing everything, and we get to create stuff that people have never seen or heard of before, products like the Android box, a product that we're coming out with soon that will have an ATSC tuner built into it for over-the-air free channels, as well as our ITV brand that we're releasing that's going to allow you to do a whole bunch of cool new stuff by distributing those over-the-air channels onto your network, outside your network, onto any device you have, whether it be a MyGiga box, a different Android system, an iPhone, it doesn't matter.
Wow. Having the built-in tuner will be such a cool advancement and what making it like even better. And boy, these are going to change the way. I think in 5 years, 90% of the world, or at least North America, where you and I are selling into, is going to be watching TV this way as opposed to the old cable route of watching what's on TV when you're available to watch TV. But before people think that this is like brand new and never heard of, I'll tell everyone, we MyGeeka boxes are available in most major retailers in Canada. I'm not going to tell you any of them because you can buy them from me, so I would prefer you buy them from me. But these major retailers do a very strong due diligence process, and they want it to be legal. They want the customer support, for they don't need their customer support people answering MyGeeka box questions. So they want to have the customer support we provide, and they want to have reliability. They don't want people coming to Walmart saying, MyGeeka box didn't work. And so talk about that amazing customer support we have. So any retailers listening, anybody with a retail store, or even just a entrepreneur or business person who wants to be on the cutting edge, you can sell these boxes and you don't have to provide the customer support, because my friend Mark answers a lot of those calls, and we have a great team of people who have the patience to educate people on a brand new way of watching television. And so those are all great things about MyGeeka, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. A big, big part of the reason we set up such a huge, robust support system is because with the introduction of Android, obviously word has gotten out that people can get all sorts of pirated content and things like that for free on it. But then you have a huge number of the population that doesn't understand what that means and what they're getting themselves into. And so they hear from a friend, oh, get an Android box. You can get everything for free on there. And so they call us and they want to know more about it. So a huge, huge part of our time is spent educating people about the differences of what our box is going to provide you and what you can do on it compared to the typical thing that you're going to find at the mom and pop shop or the flea market scenario. It's important for us to convey to people that you want to get something in your house. If you're going to spend money and you're trying to save money, that you don't want to be buying a device, finding it the hard way, returning it, and then coming to us and buying our device. We want to get to you before you go to the store and buy the device that doesn't work. You mentioned about the big companies like Walmart and other companies like that.
They
have to do their due diligence on making sure that products they carry have the support.
Right.
With the support, you'll get a lot of returns of the product, because people will hear about something, they get it home, they don't know what it is, and they return the box. We want to make sure that everybody knows what they're getting, what they're going to be able to obtain on the box, and how easy they're going to be able to do it, and that if they're having any problems, they can contact us. In certain scenarios, we can even log in and help them fix their system remotely and help them along with it.
Wow. You can do that? I'd love to have this for my 92-year-old mother-in-law. And boy, if you could do that with, otherwise I got to drive 30 minutes because she pressed a channel button instead of a volume button. And I got to drive 30 minutes there to press two buttons and then drive 30 minutes home.
That's the same issue actually with my mom. She's a few hours away from me, and I'm trying to get her into all this new technology. And I know that it's going to be very difficult if I don't have a way to help her out. So there's a whole bunch of ways and programs and apps that you can log in, assist the person. And where that really becomes useful, other than just the tech support side of things, is that if you have somebody that you take care of or an aging parent that you want to be able to communicate with over video, you can hook up a web camera to one of these boxes, download a program for communication over video similar to Skype or Skype itself, and do a phone call, do a video call, or be able to, with their permission, log into the system, activate the video cam, and check on that person. There's so many different types of things you can do. And that's just the beginning. I mean, we haven't even begun to touch the surface of home automation and security and all of that type of stuff too. So there isn't a person that wouldn't benefit from these programs. And so far we've been talking about all of the ways that you can save money purely by using it for media-related stuff. But there's so many other types of uses for it outside of just that that will save you tons and tons of money.
Right. I love TEDx videos, so I can watch all my YouTube videos on the television as well. And then A lot of offices, if you have a work in an international office or offices with different branches, a lot of times they have a big screen TV in their office boardroom, and they have presentations and they, you know, Skype meetings. You can use an Android box for that, be able to use your television, put your Excel spreadsheet on there, PowerPoint, whatever you want to do. And so talk about some of the other uses, because I know just like maybe two. You probably know like 40 of them.
I probably know more than that for it as well. You know, a lot of people recently have been connecting their computers to their TV. Ever since you can buy a laptop with an HDMI output onto it, a lot of people connect that. They do their data entry. They use their television as a big monitor. They'll also use their Netflix and their different programs, their Amazon Prime and their Skype video all through their television. Or they have a smart TV to attempt to do those things. But the two points I want to make about doing those things is, if you hook your $1,000 computer up to your TV and leave the fan running on something that's using a lot of graphics, it's going to severely shorten the life of certain components in your computer. Then you bring up the smart TV side of things. Oh, my television has Skype built into it. What it doesn't have is the ability to upgrade itself. So when you buy a television, you plan on putting that television into your house for at least 5 years. I have a TV that's been in my house for 12 years. It's a flat screen, 1080p television that I have no intention of getting rid of, but it's not a smart TV. If it was a smart TV 12 years ago when I bought it, or 10 years ago when I bought it, how smart would that be now? Can you imagine buying a cell phone, the very first iPhone 8 or 9 years ago, and still using that as your primary communications device? It's crazy. So when you buy a smart TV, the TV stays good, but the smart part of it has long since expired several years into using the thing. So you've got the option of the computer and shortening its lifespan, a smart TV whose computer expires pretty quickly for the usability of it, a very limited application installation ability, or buying a low-cost Android computer device. Hook that to your television. 3-4 years down the road, once the computing power may not be quite as fast anymore and you want to upgrade, you get a new box. And half the time over at my Jika, sometimes we'll do trade-ins. Our dealers do trade-in, you know, just to keep the loyalty coming in. But you don't want to be wasting your expensive computer. You don't want to be spending the extra $400 to $500 on a smart version of a television that doesn't last very long, just to get those functionalities. With the MyGeek box, every year technology is increasing and getting better and better. Something that we can't even fathom right now is going to exist next year. And you don't want to replace your whole television just to get one new feature out of a newer television. With a MyGeek box, whether it's a year, 2 years, 4 years, however often or how big of a geek you are and how often you want to be able to upgrade your devices, it allows you to do that. It allows you to give that ability. And not to mention, if you take a MyGeek box off a TV to put a new one in, the one you took off of it likely still isn't garbage. There is some use out of it. Even our flagship dual-core five-year-old devices are still great for emails, Skype, web browsing, communication, and some games and different things like that, as well as Netflix is still working on it and Amazon Prime Video. So they don't really expire. They just, again, if you want to upgrade or do something different with it, you can go that direction if you want to.
Wow. Right. And so that's the price difference, eh, between a smart TV and not smart TV, or is three, or well, you said 400, but that's a huge price difference for a smart TV, and all those things you just said doesn't make it worth the extra $400 or $500. Buy an Android box, and I believe as you have updates, as MyGeek has updates, they just send it through the box. So doesn't it just appear for all consumers who have the box?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my father phoned me a couple of weeks ago. Not a couple weeks ago, maybe it was about a month ago. He comes back from the store with a brand new 55-inch 4K TV. He spent $1,600 on it. It was an open box special, and he thought that he got away with an incredible deal. And I just said to him, Dad, why didn't you phone me? And as soon as he did that, I talked him into returning the television. He brought back the 55-inch TV for that price and bought a 65-inch 4K TV for $699 that didn't have smart functionality. So he saved a heck of a lot more than $400 there, bought a Mijika box, put it on the TV, and has a much more powerful smart TV that's upgradable, has over-the-air updates, and gives him a lot more access to doing more productive and better entertainment things on his television than a smart TV ever could.
Wow. So not only are we saving people on their monthly cable bill, a lot of money on their monthly television watching costs, let's say, or their cable bill, but we're also saving people who are considering buying a smart TV a lot of money. And if that's you, if you're listening and you're thinking of treating your family to a great smart TV, save the money, buy a bigger TV, buy a ginormous TV, but don't buy the smart TV. And with the money that you save, buy an Android box, Mijika Android box, and you'll have, as Mark said, all the content, updates, over-the-air updates, all the content you'll ever want to watch. So save on your monthly cable bill and save money. Don't buy a smart TV. We will make your TV a smart TV. Powerful technology here, as you said, Mark, and things are going to be changing and adding on like crazy. And so let's talk about on-demand. That's the thing my wife and I are really enjoying the most, is because we're old. We're used to watching the shows we liked. You know, when we would have time to watch TV, we would sit down and whatever was on our cable package at the time would be what we want to watch. But now, well, people are, I guess a lot of people know about this through Netflix that are using that. You can pick series, television shows you like, and you can watch a whole darn year or season or however many seasons. And isn't that a better way to watch TV? When you have the time to watch TV, you can pick the content you want to watch and what you're feeling like at that time, rather than relying on what is on your cable channels at that time that you're sitting down to watch television.
Yeah, and I hear you mention about how this is new and being able to do the on-demand. But you got to understand that now the majority of the people that are affecting what the content contains on television and in movies are the younger generation, the millennials. These people are coming into adulthood or have been for several years. They have never paid for a cable bill. No matter how much of a deal you offer them, they're never going to pay it because they've never had to experience that. And they're not missing anything because they never had it. And being able to watch things on demand is just the norm for everybody else now. And of course, with yourselves, you're experiencing this video on demand. The cable and television companies are able to get you on the phone and say, hey, we know that everybody's living a more busy life. Rent this box, add it to your cable subscription, and you can watch the shows that you missed anytime you like. Well, that's great. But then you're adding more cost to your bill that you're trying to lower down. And if you break it all down to the lowest cost you can get, most times you're not getting things like the on-demand ability or being able to watch stuff that you missed or have it on multiple televisions. So it's a little bit difficult when you're trying to figure out how to save money and get extra features. Whereas in the case of being able to do streaming and video on demand and the local television that you can record, by the way, through a lot of different hardware systems, through our ITV brand and through our Mijika boxes, through over the air, that you can actually record your own programs, store them on your own hard drive, and not rely on other people to give you that type of media.
Wow. Another thing I found extremely fascinating, again, 16 years old, paying cable and watching TV since then, or even before then, your smart remote. Wow. Okay, now you have this on this Android box and all this capability on your TV. But the old-fashioned remotes where I would have to find the letter T, find the letter O, find the letter M, sign in. talk about the smart remotes, because that's like having a keyboard right in your remote, and it makes things so quick.
Our remotes are really cool, and they're not exclusive to our systems either. You can pick up my Jika remote and use it on anything, a computer, a Mac, another Android box if you already have it and don't want to pay for the whole new thing. You can use it on any device that will allow you to use a mouse and keyboard on. You plug in the little mouse 2.4 gigahertz dongle that comes with the remote, and away you go. What's really cool about it is you kind of feel like you're a wizard or something while using it, because it's using gyroscopic technology, which means you're just tilting the remote up and down and left and right to move the cursor on the screen. It's incredibly accurate. It's very simple. And even if you need to use the on-screen keyboard for anything, you can type very quickly with that. But on our remotes, if you flip them over on the backside, we have full QWERTY keyboards. So it's a keyboard, it's a mouse, and it's a remote, all in one, that works on any device you have, including your Windows computers and Mac computers and things like that.
Wow. Mark, I was thinking about people who live in rural areas. We're both in Canada, and although we're in Toronto, Canada is a ginormous country with a lot of small towns. And so the only thing they wouldn't get is as many local HDTV channels for free with the antenna. They could probably most likely get more local channels with cable. Is that right, if you're in a small town or away from a major city?
Pretty much, yes. Now, even the smaller towns are still going to usually get some channels through over the air, but they might not get as many as you would near a city. But that's like with most things that you want when you live outside of a city. But that being said, all sorts of new rules and policies have come in several different places around North America that are pushing the telecommunications companies to put faster and faster internet into rural areas. Already up at the cottage, at my father's cottage north of here, several hours, I get high-speed broadband internet. I can stream things from there. I can log in to my computer at home from my Android device and stream any media that I might have on there as well, using programs like Plex and things like that. And with that, of course, you may not get your local channels as easily with the antenna, but you're still able to get all sorts of content through all of the programs we were talking about earlier. And hopefully soon, up here, we're going to have programs like Sling, like they have down in the U.S. And speaking about rural areas down there, you're able to package a program like Sling, get your local channels, get your sports stations all under one roof in one program and run it through an Android box.
Wow. I was just thinking of another use for these Android boxes. Travelers, people who travel. I travel a lot. My wife and I have a timeshare. I'm an international speaker, so I get to travel to amazing places. But let's say, like, for instance, last year, spoke in Cambodia, but I don't speak Cambodian, so the TV was practically useless to me. But if I had brought my Android box, plugged it in, I could have had the same content except the local channels as I was watching at home. And so if you're a traveler, especially if you go to different countries, yeah, you're there to travel and vacation and see the country. But at night, you still want to watch the shows you're used to watching. This Android box that is so light, won't take up any room in your luggage, will give you that capability, won't it?
You know, everywhere you go, there are so many different types of cultures and races of people. And when you travel, like how you're saying you guys travel all the time, it's as you say, depending on where you are, there may not be English channels. Depending on where you traveled from and came to Canada or North America, we may not have the TV content that you're hoping for. And through different ways on, you know, whatever streaming program you're using or whatever service you've subscribed to that's a streaming platform from your home country, you're going to get all sorts of stuff that you wouldn't be able to get normally, even through the normal television providing companies, because they simply just don't have that content.
Right. Wow. I hadn't even thought of that. Toronto, one of the most multicultural, I believe it is, according to the United Nations, the most multicultural city in the world. And so I hadn't thought of that until you mentioned that, because my friend Alexandra, for instance, she watches a soap opera from Brazil. Now, obviously, she's not watching that on cable. She has to be streaming that because it's not available in Toronto. So many people, yeah, if you are moved to Toronto or you move to another country and you still love the content and used to the shows from where your previous country, you can get a lot of that content through various apps or ways through the Android or Android box, right?
Absolutely. Like for me, I don't subscribe to a lot of television services. I know that things have to be paid for. If people don't pay for content, things don't get made. Simple as that. So I'm paying for some of the programs like we mentioned earlier. I'm doing Netflix. I'm doing Amazon Prime Video. I've got Sportsnet Go. I've got all sorts of different ways of getting my stuff. So that being said, you have so many different ways of going about getting that stuff. And of course, if I travel to a different country, I don't want to miss the Leafs playing from Toronto. So I can take that stuff with me and potentially access it from over there, depending on the sports application that I've subscribed to.
Wow. And I was even thinking of, even when I speak in the U.S., you know, at a hotel, the hotels don't all often give you like the 300 channels you get at home, and they don't often give you all the access and the stations you're used to. Bring it with you. You can have whatever you're used to watching with you at any time, even if the hotel you're in doesn't offer, you know, the channels you like to watch or the content you like to watch. So bring it with you everywhere you go. When you leave home, if you're going to be watching TV outside of your home, just bring the box with you and you'll always have your favorite content on any TV at any time in any place. What an amazing concept.
Exactly. People travel a lot more than they used to. People work away from home a lot more than they used to. And people have cottages in different places they like to visit, or timeshares, or cottages in different countries, or long stay rentals. And of course, they want to be able to get their stuff there. You can't just pick up your cable box and bring it with you over there. It's not on their network. With an Android box, as you say, stick it in your luggage, bring it over there, plug it in, you got it wherever you go.
Right. You're in the middle of season one of some great television show. Just resume. Start watching the next episode. You don't have to wait till you get back home.
Yeah, you're not worrying about putting your login password into a public device and then having somebody else take it from you either.
Wow.
All of your stuff is secure in your own box.
Wow, thank you for mentioning that. Last year I spoke in Detroit, Michigan, last year. And my identity got hacked at a hotel. Some keystroke person must have been keystroke, whatever they are, those buggers, but they hacked my ID. And so talk about that. Go over that again and explain it to me about the security of the Android box so that nobody's stealing your content or your ID or whatever they steal.
Yeah, and I'll portray something even slightly more innocent, but it still can be a huge frustration or nuisance, is that you go over to your friend's house and visit, and you want to be able to log into your streaming support service. So you log into their computer and it's hooked up to the TV and you start watching the game together. You go home, you forget about it, and you realize that your friend has been continuing to log in, and then he's shared that login with somebody else. Now people you don't even know have your login and your password that may be linked to your email, personal information, banking accounts. And of course, this can be frustrating, and it seems maybe that that's a far-out scenario, but have you ever been to a library and logged in to your email? Do you do that and do it on incognito mode to make sure that you're secure? Are you saving the passwords? And so on. With the MyJika box, you can take it anywhere you go. It can be your personal computing device. It's not a big, expensive laptop that you got to worry about breaking. You can hook it into any television in any hotel you go to, hook up your mouse and keyboard or use the remote that came with it, and do everything that you would do on your computer on the device securely, and you're not using any public devices that might compromise your personal information.
Wow, I'm just learning this now, and that is a tremendous feature to have. My goodness, not to have to worry about people, however they do it, getting onto your content and into your computer. Wow, what a tremendous benefit for people. I didn't even know about that, so that is that is so cool. Well, Mark, I bet we could talk for hours, because for me it's a brand new experience, probably in the last 3-4 weeks of doing this. It'll be a brand new experience to so many people my age. Mygica has an amazing box. It's 100% legal. Major retailers have done due diligence on us and sell it. But you can buy it from me, just reminding people, you can buy it from me, buy it from me. And if you don't if you don't live near a major retailer, if you live in the Ottawa Valley or small towns anywhere in Canada or the U.S., you can order it direct. Have it shipped right to your house. You don't have to find a major retailer that we're in, the Walmarts, the Staples, the Best Buys. We can ship one right to your house. And Mark or one of our amazing tech support people, if you have any problems hooking it up and getting it going, will help you all the way, step by step. And please don't think it's going to be difficult, because I am not that intelligent IT-wise, and I had mine plugged in 5 minutes, and I got arthritis in my hands, and it's not easy to hook things up, but 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, I had mine hooked up and ready to go. Mark,
That's excellent.
Talk about your experience, just the final thing, why not talk a little bit about your experience. You've taken thousands and thousands of calls and been educating people on how to use Mygica and all the benefits and the possibilities. Talk a little bit maybe about what people ask most, or what you've learned most, or what you enjoyed most about re-educating people on how to save money and get more content on their TV.
Fortunately, at my job, I have the ability to take a lot of time to spend with people. You know, here we recognize the importance of making sure that people get the information they need. So I'm very happy to be able to do that. I spend a lot of time with people on the phone, in person, at shows, in different places, any opportunity that I can get of just trying to explain to people the differences of the number one thing that you hear about Android is, how do I get all of this free content in my home? And I like to be able to explain to people that, you know, you can go places, you can buy things that are going to get you a lot of stuff for free, but there's usually going to be something that comes along with that. If you want convenience, you want usability, you want customer support, you want to be able to do things and not worry about something as a fallout situation, then you want to go with a reputable name, and you want to make sure that you go with paid or advertised or some free services. I mentioned Crackle. In the States, there's many, many different types of programs like Hulu. In both Canada and the US, you've got Netflix, you've got Amazon Prime Video. And by supporting these types of business models, you are helping to increase production of movies and television shows. We want to make sure that our favorite episodes of things like Game of Thrones are still getting made. We want to make sure there's still going to be a next season. And that's where I get to show people that you can get all of that stuff very low cost without a huge headache and without breaking any rules or laws. And if it's okay, Tom, can I plug the ITV application?
Oh, right. I
didn't get a chance to talk about that.
And spell it out, because when I first learned of it, I looked up the letter I, TV, but explain ITV, spell it out in case someone wants to look it up, because that is fascinating as well.
EYETV. This new piece of hardware that we're introducing next month is not only directed for the people that want to be able to use their Android system in any room of the house and get their local channels through over the air, but for people, especially the millennial generation who's gotten out of college or university and never purchased a television. They've got their computer. They've got their phone. What do they need an Android box and a TV for when they have those things? Again, going back to the subject of they're brought up in a certain way where they never had what we all had growing up and came to expect as our norm for personal entertainment at home. They have the phone. They have the laptop. They get everything they want in there. So what are we going to be able to provide for them is this ITV product. You plug it in to the over-the-air antenna, and then it redistributes on up to four different devices at once, whether it's the phone, whether it's an Android box, or whether it's your laptop or tower PC or whatever it is. You're going to log in, download the ITV application, and be able to get all of your live or recorded TV that you've gotten from your over-the-air antenna on these devices. Any room in the house without any extra cords, all done wirelessly, And pretty soon we're going to be making it so that you can access it from outside of the network. In places like the US that have unlimited data connections, that means you'll literally be able to sit on a bus on your way to some practice of a sports game or something and log into your home network, watch your live TV or your recorded programs. And again, you're only paying for the hardware, the antenna, and whatever device you already currently own.
Wow. When is that coming out?
The first shipment of those products are coming in June. You can expect to find those in all sorts of retail locations from Tom himself and from directly through us, hopefully by the end of June.
Wow. And is that an app? What if someone's like listening and like, I got to look this up right now. So do they go to Google, like IEYETV.com, or do they go to the applications? Where will we be able to get this and learn more about it even right now?
Well, definitely you can go over to Google and just type in ITV. It's going to either bring you to Elgato's website, which was the main developer of this platform. They, if you know of them, are incredible producers of ATSC and DVB-T2 products. Or you can head over to geniatech.com or .eu/ITV and check out all of the latest, greatest stuff. We will have the full ITV platform and website up and running with release next month, and we'll make sure that we've got all sorts of links to that on our MyGeeka sites and any other places that you think you can find them.
And because this will air forever, not like on air over the air radio, we'll clarify that we're actually in May of 2017. This will be available ITV June 2017. So if you're listening after to June 2017, it's available and you can buy
it. Go out and get it.
Just contact me. Buy it from me. I'll save you the drive to Walmart, Best Buy, and all those other places. But wow, so many cool things. Not only is it already cool, an Android box is this revolutionized the way my wife and I watch TV. But what's upcoming will make this like just the tip of the iceberg in the new television watching experience for people, and I'm so excited. I feel young again, like I'm learning a brand new technology or something. I feel like I'm a millennial, like, wow, I'm watching TV on an Android box. And yet it's so simple that I can explain it to anyone my age. I can hook it up on anybody's TV. It's so easy to do. And I could very easily explain this to my 83-year-old father, and pretty sure he would know how to get everything set up and get the shows he wants. So incredible technology that's only going to get more incredible as new uses are found, new applications come out, streaming apps where you can get content. So this is just going to be a exploding market. I believe in 5 years from now, the old way of watching TV will be obsolete, and my Geek Android boxes will be the first thing that people need when they move into a new place, or they consider going to a new place, or consider watching TV, instead of saying, well, let's call our cable company and get three boxes on four TVs and pay so much. You're going to like, let's just get an Android box from my Geeka, and we're set to go, and we save so much money.
Tom, I just want to thank you very, very much for giving me the opportunity to not only try to educate people, but to plug our hardware as well. We want to make sure that we're giving everybody the amount of information necessary to make smart and informed decisions on. And even if they don't have a MyGeeka box in their home yet, or they can't quite go out and get one, they're going to be able to make use of some of the information, hopefully, that I provided for being able to save some money on whatever device they have. That being said, check us out, MyGeeka.tv. You can give us a call if you don't know how to get a hold of Tom, even, and you want to chat with him about this or his products or be able to order direct from him. You can call us and just say, hey, how do I get a hold of Tom Tuttle? We'll direct you to him as well and make sure that you get in contact with him.
All right. Thanks so much, Mark. I'm going to tell everybody I look at sideways about this new way of watching TV because it's got me so excited. And I can, anytime I can save people money, I feel like I'm helping them out. Things are tough in North America, and if I can save a family with kids a pile of money on their monthly cable bill, I really, really feel good about that. And so I'm really...
And doing it legitimately.
And doing it legitimately, right. So even listeners, if you've heard of Android boxes, but you've read articles about what's legal and not legal, give us a call. Give Mygica, MYGICA.TV, email, contact, whatever. Ask us whatever questions about whatever you've heard or whatever. Psst, hey, buddy, you want to buy an Android box guy you've heard from? And let us make sure before you make the mistake of buying it to make sure you're getting a legal product that will service you for a long time and be stress-free mostly, right?
Absolutely. And the last thing I'll mention is if there's ever an idea you've got or a product you want to see, shoot us an email at feedback@mygica.tv, and I'll see if I can make that product happen. We're always pushing the limits.
Amen. Thanks so much for your time today, Mark. It's been exciting, and this is an exciting new adventure for me as well. Have an amazing day.
Thanks very much, Tom. You too.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Journey to Success Radio. If you or anyone you know would like to be interviewed for the show, email Tom at tomtootall.com for details.